Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, August 26th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for getting up early with us. This half hour just for you guys who are up at the crack of dawn like we are. There's a little bit of rain happening right now outside, a little chillier than we've been experiencing lately. Some morning rain. So that's kind of depending on your perspective, a nice little surprise, keeping things a little cool out there.
I'm a fan. I was actually low-key disappointed yesterday because I was out in, back in my neighborhood, Southern Highlands, and it was overcast. I was expecting some rain in the afternoon, Mercedes, and it never came.
Oh, I got rain yesterday. Yeah, it did definitely hit certain parts of the valley, got some rain, but you got your rain right now. Go right outside, and you got a little bit of a sprinkle there.
There you go. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was a good day. Got home. I had a doctor's appointment, my annual women's appointment for my annual exam, and so did that. I love my doctor. He's so great, and just really takes the time with me, and so I did that, and then I raced home because V from BTS was throwing out the first pitch for the Dodgers game, and I wanted to make sure that we caught that. And it didn't happen until like 7, but I wanted to see like the pregame festivities, what he was doing, and he did such a good job. If you're Army, you were probably so proud of him. He did a really good job, and it was just really cool to see him. All the guys are in LA right now. Actually, I think Jin just went back to South Korea, but they were working on their new album, and so it's just like really exciting if you're a BTS fan, because you can tell that we're going to be getting a lot of cool stuff coming up. So did that, watched the Love Island reunion last night, which honestly was really disappointed about. I thought it was so boring, and there were so many times I was just fast forwarding and just like, this is not it. You know, I don't know. I expected a lot more fireworks, but it was just basically each other apologizing, saying, oh, I'm sorry you misunderstood me. Okay. Not even real apology. Yeah. Sorry you misunderstood me. But it was just kind of lackluster.
I don't watch the show, but I'm glad you're telling me that because, you know, I was looking it up online and they sell it so well. They said all these cheating allegations or these rumors, you know, came out of the reunion. I guess Hutta, is that her name? Hutta. There was some new relationship that was discovered during the reunion. But, yeah, I'm glad you shared this with me. So
yeah, it was just kind of lackluster in my opinion. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. You know, honestly, I had a late night last night and I don't even know why. Like, you ever just lose track of time? Well, part of it's probably because I was stuck at work till 2. I just find myself fixated on if I need to get non-work stuff done, normally people would go home. And I just get into a groove where I'm at work. I already figured, I'm started. I'm already getting started on it. And I just find myself just locked in. I don't know if you're that type, but I just find myself locked in. And the next thing I know, Mercedes, it's like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, why you stay so late? Because I know you're not, like, doing, like, show stuff. So I was like, what is he doing for so long here?
Yeah, it's just, like, personal stuff, and then it's like health related stuff, just making sure everything's on point. And I'm still
doing little
on
exercises in the office back there, stuff, yeah. Health related stuff,
pretty much
getting your squats
much.
In, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. I might as well just move in at this point. I mean, we got a huge couch in our in our lounge area. Might as well just
yeah, there's plenty of space. Room. Absolutely, no one's gonna know any different. So yeah, that's I think it's really important to separate work from real life, but also some people thrive in that environment. So maybe you're just one of those people, you know?
Yeah, hopefully not.
For right now you are, yeah. But maybe that'll change. Yeah. So, well, we are so excited to have you guys joining us today. We've got a lot coming up on the show. We are going to talk to the U.S. national champion, Little League world champions. We are going to talk to Coach TJ Fexer this morning at 7:20. He's going to come on the show, talk to us about just the huge experience that Summerlin South had at the Little League World Series. They didn't take home the world championship, but the U.S. championship they did, and there's a big parade. We've got all the details. Going to talk to him about that and more coming up right around 7:20. My daughter Sophie will be on the show right around 8 o'clock for another edition of Sophie Says. Really excited to have her on and see what she's going to bring up. And yeah, you have your tickets to New Kids on the Block at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, so stick around for that. Right now though, let's get to it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Rhythm of the Night by Corona? This is the rhythm of the night. Do you want to hear Southside by Moby and Gwen Stefani? Do you want to hear Heaven by DJ Sammy? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes right now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, over the weekend, my husband and daughter hit up one of those Lucky Box vending machines and walked away with something that had total strangers cheering for them. What is the coolest thing you've ever won? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Southside from Moby and Gwen Stefani is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you guys heard of these Lucky Boxes that are all around town? They're these vending machines, But instead of grabbing like a Diet Coke, you're gambling on these mystery prizes, essentially. Have you heard of them?
Never.
They are really cool. There are three different kinds of machines. One has like autographed jerseys in it, like sports jerseys. Another one has like Pokemon cards, valuable ones that are like graded, professionally graded. And then another one has sports cards and that are also professionally graded. So the hook is that every single card is graded a 10. So you know that you're not like just wasting your money on junk. So this weekend we're having dinner downtown, and at dinner, my husband's like, you know what? There's a lucky box over at the plaza, which was right across the street from where we were having dinner. And my oldest, her eyes just like lit up. And she's like, oh my gosh. Because she collects Pokemon cards.
Okay.
And so they're like, should we run over there and just look at it? So Brooklyn and I are like, you guys go ahead. We're good. We'll meet you at the car. Like, meh. And so they go. And they had video of it that I was watching after the fact. It's so funny. So Sophie does the Pokemon one. She puts the money in, presses the button, and boom. Out slides a Snorlax Japanese special art rare graded 10. Now, I have no idea what that means.
Me neither, but I want to know more. Yeah.
Well, she's clutching this thing like she just found treasure, and I'm Googling it, and it's worth like $80. So like it was a good get, right? So then it's Matt's. Oh, by the way, and people are like watching. There's a whole crowd around. People are watching, high fiving.
They're like your hype squad.
Oh yeah, it was really cool. Then it's Matt's turn. Okay, so he goes up to the sports card machine, and he's like, okay, let's see what happens. He puts his money in the sports machine, presses the button. The box drops. He opens it, and suddenly people around him start reacting. And I can't tell from the video, like, what did he get? Like, why are they all cheering and high-fiving? And he pulls it out of the box, and it's an autographed Shaquille O'Neal rookie card.
Whoa, those are worth, they got to be worth what, thousands?
Well, hundreds? No, hundreds. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, maybe like $300, you know? But still, the strangers are like, nice! And they're like jumping up and down and cheering for him. It was like, it was the cutest thing. So I was just like, wow. I mean, you won it, but you didn't. Yes, you paid for it, but it's like, you got a really cool thing. Has anyone ever won something super cool that you were like, wow, this is so amazing? Maybe you did an initial investment, but they were so excited. I was excited for them. And now they're like, we got to go back to the lucky boxes. They're all over town.
I'm excited as well. Before I share with you mine, are they mainly in casinos?
Yeah. So they have them, like I said, all around town. There's Resorts World has one, the Plaza, Circus, Strat, Westgate, Downtown Grand. They're all over the place.
You got me going. Something to do this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, the coolest thing I won would be, let's go back to 2011. Do you remember what a Sony Bloggy is?
No, I have never heard of that. What is it?
You know what? You're not missing much.
What is it?
It's a camera / recording device, and I still have it in the box. I never used it. It records probably, I mean, honestly, Mercedes, at this point, it probably records in 200. The resolution is probably 200p, probably has like 2 gigs of memory. But I won it at this event. And I remember at the time, I was so excited because I never win anything. And when you win something like electronics, I feel like I hit the jackpot. I feel like I won the lottery. And yeah, at this point, I feel like it's a collector's item.
Yeah, some of that like old tech that you don't use anymore, but you still save for some reason, you know?
Exactly, old tech that I never use, and now I really don't use it. I'm just holding onto it.
Hey, Corey, our good buddy Corey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang. How are you?
Hey, we're great. What's the coolest thing you ever won?
The coolest thing I ever won was for Mixer. I won in 2008 Linkin Park tickets, and I also won backstage passes, got lots and lots of pictures with the gang, got autographs, and then when my daughter and I got to the actual concert itself, there's a partition between us and the rest of the crowd. And there's probably only about 25 to 30 of us in that partition. I mean, my daughter could feel the sweat off Chester at that time.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
When we met the guy, she's like, what do I say? I'm like, hello? So she's like, hello, Chester. Welcome to Vegas. And he's like, hi, how are you? I mean, he signed my guitar. He signed a lot of my kids' stuff. I mean, I cannot do wrong in my kids' eyes anymore. I was just unbelievable that I won the tickets from Sean. You remember Sean Tempesta?
Yeah, absolutely. That, I mean, yeah. that is such a like huge thing. And I remember that. I remember when they did that meet and greet, and those guys were so kind, so good, like took the time with all the fans. It was really amazing.
Those are some of the best things when it's a memory. You know what I mean? Those are things you're never going to forget. So
yeah, it was really cool. I know we're running out of time, but let's get to Ken really quick. Hey, Ken, what's the coolest thing you ever won?
It was a telescope. It was actually a raffle, and we went camping at the Cathedral Gorge, and we ran into this group of people that was from the astronomy club, and basically we were ones that not there. Basically, I got the grand prize, basically. But it was really cool. It was like a really nice telescope that somebody gave away.
Do you still use the telescope?
I still have it to this day. I still would use it. I don't use it very often. I'm trying to show my son, you know, one of these days.
Hey, Ken, what was the value on that? Do you know, if you had to take a guess?
It was like $500, like a little less than $500.
Wow. Hey,
that's amazing. I mean, I'm telling you. The problem with the telescope in Las Vegas, you got these bright lights that make it really hard to see the stars sometimes.
That's true.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, August 26th. It is 6:04. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here on this little bit of a rainy Tuesday morning. If you haven't been outside yet this morning, there's some sprinkles out there, so make sure you are careful if you are driving to work or school this morning. A little bit slippery out there. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I never thought I'd say I love the rain, but I am fully embracing this, Mercedes.
I love it too.
I do too.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was just I was reminded yesterday. I was at In-N-Out in Henderson, the one on St. Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah, and does anyone have that one thing they do in public? You're aware of it. Everyone finds it annoying. That one thing you do in public that others find annoying. I was on In-N-Out. I was at In-N-Out. And by the way, the number is 702-364-9400. And I was making my order, and a friend of mine called me, and I answered the phone on speaker. And I always do this where I have to have conversations in public on speakerphone.
Why?
Because I want to be able to hear them, literally. Like, I want
to. Can't you put the phone up to your ear?
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
That guy? I didn't know that about you.
I'm putting myself out there.
Oh no.
I don't like the constriction. I know it sounds weird, just the feeling of putting a device next to your phone. And to be honest, I also don't like putting AirPods. I don't like putting anything in my ear or anything close to my ear.
So since you don't like it, we have to pay the price.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the caveat. I bring the volume down, so I don't think I'm annoying anyone.
No, you are. You are. Well, you're the one we hear before we see. You know what I mean?
How do you know?
Because if you're talking in speaker and it's loud enough for you to hear, it's loud enough for everyone around you to hear. Don't you think?
Never really thought about it. How about this? Does it matter? Does it matter if, what if I walk away and let's say it's, you know, I walked away from the line and I went to the corner and kind of like brought the volume down. Does that?
I mean, look, I'm just giving you a hard time. So
it's okay.
But I'm just joking with you. But I do think that it is. It can be a little frustrating if you're just like trying to go about your daily business and someone's having like a loud speaker phone conversation with them. If you go in like your own little area though, where there's no people, then I don't see anything wrong with it. Steph, what's your take on that?
That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is people in public on speakerphone. I was actually, I actually told someone I was with that dinner, or actually we were out at lunch, and it was a client of ours, and he picked up his phone. He was getting a phone call, and we were at lunch when all of a sudden I thought he was going to like step aside, maybe go outside and pick up the call. Nope. Right in front of me, he puts that person on speakerphone and he's talking to them. Like, I'm like, hello, I'm looking around, and he gets off the phone and I said, are you that guy? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you're that person that's on speakerphone in public. He goes, is that a problem? I'm like, I don't know if yes. it's a problem, but I will tell you it is distracting. And I think, Julian, if you're in that case where you have that maybe that thing that you want to talk to them on speakerphone, just make sure that nobody's around, because I do see it as a distraction.
Okay. Anyone have a thing that they do in public that others find annoying? And then just back to you, Steph. Do you gain, is there a level, or even Mercedes, is there a level of transparency and respect? If someone, you said your client, right? You're working with a client, you guys are having dinner. Is there a level of respect that you get from them if they're just having an open conversation? They're so comfortable talking to you ladies in public and on speaker with a complete stranger. They're like, wow, this guy is really comfortable with me.
I don't get any joy out of that, honestly. I get zero joy out of it.
Okay.
For me, it's more like, you know, do you want some privacy? Should you go somewhere else to do that? If I so much as cough in public, I want to like issue a press release to everyone apologizing. Like, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry making all this noise, you know?
That's fair. Lesson learned. I'm going to baby steps. Baby steps.
You know, you okay. do what you got to do. You asked, so we told you, but I, like I said, just giving you a hard time on it. But yeah, it's really annoying. It's really annoying.
Okay, I'm gonna keep my volume down next time I talk.
Yeah, don't be that guy. You don't want to be that annoying guy that everyone will end up talking about after the fact. Like, did you see that guy at In-N-Out? Not only did he order his fries animal style, but he also was talking on a speakerphone.
Who is that guy? I don't even know who this guy is.
Exactly. A lot coming up on the show this morning. 7:30, we have your tickets to New Kids on the Block. Not only will you get a pair of tickets, but you'll also be entered in the grand prize drawing to get some bar stool seats upgraded right there in front of the stage, along with a meet and greet. That is on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Who knew demon hunting could also mean chart topping? The K-pop Demon Hunters movie soundtrack just broke a Billboard record. We have details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending?
What's Trending
on Mix 94.1.
Again, K-pop Demon Hunters is trending. The K-pop Demon Hunters soundtrack takeover is real. The movie, all of it, they just pulled off the impossible. Not only is this song golden, back at number one, but three more tracks from the movie have now snuck into the top 10. This is the first time in Billboard history that one soundtrack has four songs in the top 10 at the same time. We're talking Your Idol at number four. Can I get the mic a little higher? Give me your desire. We have Soda Pop at number five. And then you have How It's Done at number 10. This movie is absolutely blowing up. And it's not like people are going in droves to the theater. It was only in 1,700 theaters over the weekend, but it still came out number one, making $18 million on opening weekend, and the first Netflix film to actually top the box office.
That's the craziest thing about this whole part. The fact that, just like you shared, that it's so limited. What do you think that, a part of me is wondering, you think that the creators are testing us, like they did this limited run, and then, because I have so many friends that live all over the place, and they're like, yo, we didn't get to see the actual theatrical run. Do you think they're going to do more like a more widespread release down the road?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really don't know. I mean, I think that they're going to start looking at doing more of these sing-along movies with other movies that come out. You know, they're going to have a sequel to this movie. The way it ended, if you haven't seen it, it ended with an easy...
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The sequel to come, but it's just, it's so interesting that it's the first soundtrack to have four simultaneous top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. There's some other soundtracks that have had three or more Hot 100 top 10 hits, like this one, Saturday Night Fever, had four.
Okay.
The movie Grease had four Hot 100 top 10 hits. The Jazz Singer. Never saw that movie. But that had three. Oh, this is a good one. Footloose.
Hey.
Footloose had three songs in the top 10. And then this is one's no surprise. Purple Rain. Also, just absolutely huge for the movie. At this point, we may need to call it what it is. K-pop running the charts, running the box office, and probably running my life too. So there you go. That is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. All right. So kids, they're the gift that keeps on giving, right? Especially when they decide to embarrass you in public. And I think that's something that every parent can basically relate to.
Absolutely. I was watching this Aisha Curry podcast. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she was sharing how her kids embarrassed her in public, specifically her daughter embarrassed her in public recently. By the way, if anyone has ever been in that situation where your kids have embarrassed you in public, feel free to call in or text 702-364-9400. But take a listen to this.
What is a time one of your kids embarrassed you in public?
My daughter, Ryan. We were in a very public place. I'm trying to remember where. I'm blanking because I think this just like overshadowed the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But she yelled at like, "Mommy, do you have weaves? Is that a weaves?" Like with an S. Do you have weaves in your hair?
Yes.
And they'll cry.
You're like, Ryan, thank you so much. Mommy loves you.
See, when a kid says it, it's so cute. They get away with it. It's like the most innocent thing ever. Right, Mercedes?
I think that there's some innocence to it, but I also feel like they're low-key trying to shade you. I really do feel like kids know what they're doing. And even though they make it all innocent and stuff, they really are trying to get that reaction like, what did you just say? Has anyone ever had that where your kid embarrassed you in public? Natalie, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, my son, when we were in Albertsons in the middle of the produce line, he all of a sudden starts twerking and then starts singing the Kendrick Lamar song, "Turn the TV off, turn the TV off." I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh. There he is in the middle of the store.
Is it like this?
Mom, what do we need? Mustard! That is so funny. I mean, I bet everyone around you was basically laughing about it, but you were mortified, right, Natalie?
Well, they were just looking, and actually a couple people started clapping and saying, oh, he's so cute, and I'm like, oh, my God.
You know, take those compliments when you can get them. I remember when Sophie, she was like, gosh, she was like six or seven. We never go to church, full disclosure. We don't go to church, but I was in this phase where I'm like, I'm going to start making my kids go to church. Mm-hmm. And we were like total Easter and Christmas churchgoers, the worst. I know people are rolling their eyes. But so we were at church for Easter and it was like dead quiet. She had no experience of, like, with churches. I was just trying to get into it. So we're sitting there and the guy comes out and he's wearing the robe and she goes, I like his dress. Oh. Like so loud. And like loud enough for him to hear. And he kind of looked at her and he kind of smiled and everyone around us is laughing. And I was just like, yeah, that's the last time we're coming back to this church. It was really embarrassing.
But in a way, I mean, you could take it as a compliment. I'm sure he understood.
And he was amused by it, but the way she goes, I like his dress. And everyone's like, huh?
It was so funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a dress.
Yeah, we never went back to that church again. That is why we don't go to church. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A new study is out ranking the hardest working states in America just in time for Labor Day. And surprise, surprise, both Dakotas and Alaska are on top. I think it's, you know, like the chopping wood and braving blizzards and stuff. That counts as cardio in my book. The bottom of the list, Michigan. Ouch. They're officially the least hardworking state. Maybe they're just pacing themselves. Maybe they're napping. Like, why are we making all these harsh judgments? Now, for perspective, Americans overall worked about 1,800 hours last year. That's more than Canada, more than Australia, more than Japan, the UK, but still it is less than Colombia and Korea. So we're kind of in the middle of the pack globally. And here's the part that really caught my eye. Nevada, we came in towards the bottom too.
What?
I was really surprised with everything going on here. Why do we think that is? Why are we one of the least hardworking states? Is it like the weird hours, the 24/7 lifestyle? Do we just work smarter, not harder?
I demand a recount. I would call that inaccurate. For the 2 months I've been here, everyone I know works multiple jobs or is hustling out there, has a side hustle. So I don't, some of these studies, I'll be honest, I mean, some of it I buy into, but some of it I don't. I demand a recount.
Okay, we'll get you that recount. Also this morning, a new study says living through heat waves is literally making us age faster. This is not good with the summer that we had. Scientists looked at 15 years of health data from people and found that every 2 years of extreme heat can tack on an extra 8 to 12 days of biological aging. That may not sound like a lot, but think about it. It builds up over decades. We already knew heat waves could be dangerous in the short term, but this is one of the first studies to show the long-term effects on our bodies. And with climate change, the heat waves are not slowing down anytime soon. And we live in Las Vegas. So if you feel like this summer aged you a couple of years, it's not just like lack of sleep or anything stress related. It's science. Basically, the sun is out here speeding up the wrinkles. I think the real fountain of youth that may be cranking up the AC and, you know, staying where it's cool.
Absolutely. Did your mom ever tell you to like avoid the heat? And also, did she ever did you ever see the elderly carry those umbrellas and those face masks? Do you ever see that?
No.
Especially down in Chinatown?
No, no. Okay. Oh, I've seen it. Not my mom though, but yeah, I've definitely seen it. Yeah.
I think my mom got it right because she's been wearing it since, I mean, I've known her my entire life. She's been wearing those things entire life. She always says avoid the heat. I think she got it right because she's, my mom's like 80. When you meet her, she's like 81, but she looks like she's probably 51, Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, stay out of the sun, wear your sunscreen. That's one thing my mom always demanded, like from a very young age, wear your sunscreen all over your face, not just one time. Keep reapplying it. Like it was annoying, but now I'm glad I listened to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you doing that every day though?
Oh yeah. Every single day I wear sunscreen and I reapply it. And I have this, this really cool like spray sunscreen that I use to reapply during the day. If I go outside, if I'm staying in, I don't do it, but yeah, I always wear sunscreen.
God, you're much better than me. I just can't keep up with things like that. Good for you.
Finally, this morning, a new survey asked Americans when they think we should hit big financial milestones. And the answers are very ambitious, I will say that. I feel like reality is saying, okay, good luck with that. But according to the survey, the ideal ages are to start saving for retirement at age 27, land your dream job by 29, buy your first home at 30, hit a six-figure salary by 35, and become debt-free at 41, and then retire at 58. Those are the ideal ages for money milestones. Now, here's where reality kicks in, okay? The average first-time homebuyer in 2024 was actually 38 years old. That's the oldest on record. And that dream job at 29 sounds nice, except most people switch jobs about a dozen times before they're 56 years old.
I think you lost me at one. I don't think I've achieved any of this stuff. You said, hold on, you said 38 is the age to own your first home?
No, that was what the average was last year. According to this survey, you should buy your first home at age 30.
Yeah, I'd like to have a conversation with those people. I don't even own a home. And I'm past 38.
Have you ever owned a home, though?
I have.
Well, okay. So then you did. Then maybe did you do it before you were 30?
Yeah. No. No,
oh,
actually,
okay.
Past 30, but I also lost the home at the same time.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't have any stats on losing homes. Hopefully, I won't have those stats either.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Jillian, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Let's go.
Yay.
You ready to beat Mercedes here?
I am.
Okay, so I hear you have some help this morning. Your kids are in the car. What are their names?
Jazz, Aaliyah, and Jasmine.
Oh, hi, you guys.
Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, I love it. Let's do this. You guys are going to single-handedly take me down. All you got to do is guess the song and the artist faster than I can. You do that, you're walking away with a $375 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this, Jillian?
I am ready.
Okay, I'm going to leave the studio. Good luck. Bye.
All right, Mercedes exiting the studio. She can't hear a thing. Jillian, by the way, I just got to say, I love your name. Should love your name.
Thank
just
got
to say it. Yep. Okay, so the rules. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. And once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. And once you say got it, I'm going to stop the clock immediately and the song. And you have 5 seconds to say something. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it, you four. Here we go. Beat Mercedes. And the sound starts now.
Got it.
Okay. What you got?
Cassie, Me and You.
Okay. Cassie, Me and You. We're going to bring in Mercedes. So what school do the kids go to?
Brown and Somerset Stephanie.
You said Brown and Somerset, you said?
Slam.
Oh, great.
Slam. We love Slam.
Oh, cool. All Shout right. out Slam. Thank you so much. And I believe Mercedes is back.
I am back. That was really fast. I didn't even get a chance to like make myself comfortable.
You know, I'm not saying nothing.
Wow. Just, that was really fast. Okay.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Spirit fingers.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. And the sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Wow.
Me and You by Cassie. Me and you, or you and me? No, what? Me and you.
You said me and you? That's a final answer?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Steph with the official score.
All right, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 1.4 seconds, and you are correct. Me and You by Cassie. Jillian and Her Kids also got the correct answer. Me and You by Cassie.
Oh, boy.
And stopped the clock at 2.8 seconds.
Oh! So close!
Oh, Mercedes, just a second off.
I know. Wow. You know why? I was on defense because it was so fast.
Yeah.
That I knew I had to just like blurt out the answer. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Jillian and Jazz and Jasmine and Alea. I'm so sorry. But yes. That means another win goes down for me. We are bumping that up. Tomorrow morning, a $400 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. Be Mercedes every day at 7 o'clock. Maybe we'll have some luck on a Minden Wednesday. Mix 94.1.
You've been waiting so long. I'm here to answer your call. I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting.
The Summerlin South Little League team is back in town, U.S. champs. And of course, we have to do a check-in with their coach, Coach TJ Fexer, on the phone. Good morning, Coach! Woo!
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
How you doing? How's it feel to be back home?
I'll tell you what. I'm like, look at this. My real bed.
Seriously, like you all have jobs, like I'm assuming. The kids haven't even been back to school yet. Like, has that been a little stressful for you guys?
No, we don't really do stress, let me tell you what, there's a lot of sacrifice behind the scenes for the coaches on their professions and jobs, absolutely. And look, the kids have to go back to school. Minnie had been working when we were in Williamsport, and I'm proud of them for that. But look, they're going to have to make a gear shift here real quick.
Yeah, it's going to be a totally different world. But you guys, you really made Las Vegas, the country, proud. The 2025 U.S. champions. Has that sunk in for you guys yet?
Not really. I'll tell you what. I mean, we had a big travel day yesterday. But I'm willing to bet today it's going to start seeking in a little bit. We're fired up to be back and to share this with you guys.
Hey, Coach, when y'all landed back at the airport, we saw that. It looks super, super exciting. Can you describe the feeling for the kids and yourself when you just got off the plane and you saw all your family and friends? Describe what that feeling's like.
Well, look, we came through the gangway tunnel there. Las Vegas popped for us. We grand welcome coming through the airport. Friends, family, strangers were coming up to us, cheering us on. Go South, go. It was wonderful.
Coach, talk to us about that final game, the World Championship against Chinese Taipei. What was that experience like playing another baseball team from the other side of the world? Did you have any really like interesting interactions with the boys, with the other coaches? How was that?
We had actually had a wonderful dinner with that team prior to our game, about a week or so prior, and they're wonderful. The kids were playing wiffle ball, kickball, kids do. They play when you put them together. So we were familiar with them as people and lived with them for 2 weeks. So it was really for us just a baseball game. But behind the scenes, they're a great team, great kids, great coaches. It was great stuff.
It was really cool to see just, you know, the interactions after the game. And it just looked like a really great group of boys all there for the love of the game. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And they're 12-year-old boys and they love to play. They're still little kids. And when they get together with other kids, they play and have a good time. So, it's like, what's next?
I love it. Well, we're excited to celebrate you guys. Big parade for you tomorrow in downtown Summerlin, hosted by Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. This is absolutely huge. Are you practicing your parade wave to everyone?
I will say this. The boys, we were part of a parade in Williamsport with a lot of people, and the boys loved it. It may have been one of their most exciting off-campus events we did while there. So we've been prepared for a parade before, so we'll be ready for it. We're going to have so much fun with Las Vegas.
It's happening at downtown Summerlin, and yeah, happening at 6 o'clock tomorrow. We will be there loud and proud, screaming for you guys. Coach, I just like personally want to tell you, just as a person who's made a lot of sacrifices for this team and always coming on the show when we ask you to keep us updated, how much we appreciate what you and the other parents do for these kids. You've made lifetime memories for them, and we just think it's amazing. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Have a great day. We'll see you at the parade. Woo!
See you tomorrow, man.
Guys out there, let's go have fun, Las Vegas.
Woo!
Thank you.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Marissa, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Hi, yeah. Guys.
Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm excited. Oh. I'm nervous. We love this game, and I just dropped all my boys off, so I have no helpers.
Oh, that's okay. See, what's going to happen is you're going to just kill this, and then you're going to download the podcast and play it for them later, and they're going to be like, high five, way to go. You just got new kids on the block tickets. Let's do this. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You know how it works. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to go see New Kids on the Block. We had a winner yesterday, Marissa. I think we're going to have two in a row. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. Yes.
Okay, Marissa, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we will go back to that question. Okay?
Okay.
And the Mega Minute starts now.
What non-alcoholic drink is named after a red-haired child actress from the 30s?
Oh, gosh. Shirley Temple.
Yes. What do you call a carved pumpkin?
A jack o'lantern.
Yes. What is it called when you mix vanilla ice cream and root beer together?
Root beer float.
Yes. How many hours are in a day?
24.
Yes. What does the acronym RBI mean in baseball?
Pass.
What two members of New Kids on the Block are brothers?
Oh, my gosh. Pass. Run bat it in.
Yes, that's correct. What is the name of the dog in the Pixar movie Up?
Doug.
Yes, Selena Gomez is engaged to which producer and songwriter?
Oh my gosh, I'm blinking. Pass.
What actress played Cher in the movie Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes, what is the most populated country in the world?
China.
It was India. It was India. Oh, Marissa, I'm sorry. So close. Yeah, that answer was India, which I would have said China too. I thought it was China also. Let's see. You went back and got runs batted in for RBI, which was great. Then you got hung up on the two members of New Kids on the Block that are brothers. Jonathan and Jordan are brothers. Jonathan and Jordan Knight. And then Selena Gomez is engaged to which producer and songwriter? That is Benny Blanco. He just had his bachelor party. Well, they're saying it was a bachelor party at the Wynn over here in Las Vegas this past weekend. So that means, unfortunately, we did not get a winner, but you did so well, Marissa. You came so close. That means caller 20 right now. You're getting these tickets, two of them, to see New Kids on the Block. You'll also be entered in the grand prize drawing for the upgraded barstool seats, along with a meet and greet. Caller 20, you are going right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Popular GLP-1 weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Zepbound may have more overall benefits than anyone expected. There's a new study out in the Journal of American Medicine, and it found that overall risk of cancer dropped 17% for people using them. Some cancers showed an even bigger drop. Ovarian cancer risk went down 47%. The study also looked at 10 years of medical records, but researchers made it clear they don't know yet if it lowers risk because of the drug itself or from the weight loss that comes with it. So they say they have to do more research. There is definitely downsides. The only downside that was noted in this particular research project was a slightly higher risk of kidney cancer. So it sounds like, they may cut cancer risks in some situations.
Yeah, but I'm glad that they were really transparent about it. They're not quite sure if it's exactly that or the fact if the person's losing weight. So, you know, for me, I've always shared this. I'm risk averse, so I'm going to wait. You know, if I was on something like that, I would probably ask more questions. Like, are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I would guess that the people who are taking it are probably asking a lot of questions, don't you think?
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. It's a serious thing. So.
I mean, I think that from what I've seen, and I don't know a lot about it, but if you have high blood pressure and you are at risk for, you have diabetes or something, and then this is helping you get rid of those symptoms, that could be a good thing, right?
Yeah, it could. I guess maybe just the way I was raised, my mom always said, try to not put as many pills as possible into your body. That's basically her general statement. So ever since, just growing up, I'm like, I'm trying to not take as many, even though I do take a few here and there. So
what about like vitamins and stuff like that? Does that count or is that not? On there.
Yeah, no, vitamins don't count. I think she's talking about like actual prescription, like medication, things like that. Like pills that are prescribed to you from the doctor. So
you don't take them if they're prescribed to you?
She's saying try to just naturally be healthy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like work out.
Yeah,
stuff.
I think that's definitely the goal for everyone, right?
Yeah.
But if like I have to take a medication for high cholesterol, which I don't get because I hardly ever eat like red meat and stuff, but I think it's genetic.
What do you want? My doctor,
I don't know which one, okay. some statin. And so like my doctor said, you need to take this. Your cholesterol is high. So I was like, okay, I would like to not have to, but I that's what my doctor told me. So.
You and I have something in common. I'm on simvastatin.
Well, that's about time we found the one thing we have in common. We're both on statins. That's amazing. Congratulations to us. High five. also this morning, break out your foam fingers because downtown Summerlin is throwing a parade for our Summerlin South Little League team. You probably heard Coach on the show just a little while ago, TJ Fexer, the U.S. champions of the 2025 Little League World Series are having a parade, and it's happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. along Park Center Drive in downtown Summerlin. Yes, this thing is going to be huge. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys is hosting as the MC. We're talking pro sports, mascots, cheer teams, marching bands. Pretty much every school in the Valley is sending someone to celebrate. After the parade, the team's going to head over to the Las Vegas ballpark to be honored at the Aviators game. So if you've ever wanted to cheer for our Little Leaguers, see Nick Carter live, maybe high five Pit Boss from the racetrack mascot all in one night, this is your shot.
And by the way, if you missed that interview with Coach Fexer, we're going to play it back around 9 a.m. I know you asked him a great question about a parade wave. Explain to me what a parade wave is. Is there such a strategy when it comes to that?
I think it's all in embracing your own kind of your own style. Are you like a beauty contestant kind of wave back and forth? Are you like all out sort of waving the hands? I think it's all depending on your personality. You know,
strike me as someone very calm. Tell me if I'm wrong. Like to the left, to the right, very I would say very elegant. Tell me if I'm wrong. Mine would be like nervous anxiety, like fast, left and right, left and right, left and right?
I am definitely not elegant. I will tell you right now, I'm probably the least elegant person you'll ever meet. I think my wave is just like a regular, like back and forth, like, hey guys, hey, how's it going? Finally this morning, a new survey asked men what turns them off on a date. And the number one answer was when women act uninterested and don't smile. Almost 3/4 of guys said that's the killer. Second place, when she doesn't ask any questions about him. Basically, it feels like, you know, you're talking to a brick wall and that's not going to go well. Other turnoffs included women clearly sizing guys up as husband material or never offering to pay for anything. Interestingly, though, only 3% of men said that moving too fast physically was a turnoff. They were like, yeah, let's do that. For most guys, the bigger deal breaker was just feeling like the person wasn't into it.
Okay. For me, it's about the engagement. You know what I mean? Like, are we engaging? Are we generally curious about each other? The money thing, I really don't. I personally think, you know, I believe in a lot of traditional values. First couple dates, maybe even more, I think the guy should take care of the bill.
But if she offers, would you accept it?
No, never. Because I think whether it's a test or not, I would feel bad. I don't know why. I would just feel guilty. Like, that's just not a manly thing to do. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Now, again, if you're in a relationship, I think that's different. But you're trying to, like, court a girl, right?
Right. But if, like, I've been in the situation where, like, I was like, hey, I really would like to pay. Like, can I please get this one?
No, don't. No, Mercedes, it's fine. Don't. Please. You're insulting me.
You're actually really insulting me, like, by saying no. Like, no, please, little lady, sit down, take your seat.
Then I guess now I said it like that. Well, be insulted. You're not calling you little lady. I respect you so much that I want to take care of the bill again and again and again. Let me win you over.
Well, sometimes listening to the woman is gonna win you over. You know what I mean?
Okay, fine. Give me your money.
What do you think, Steph? When it comes to, if you offered to pay, would you be offended? I wouldn't be offended. I would just be like, okay, I kind of see where this is going.
Yeah, I see. Well, I think the first date is nice. Like, I'll let the guy pay.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think the second or third date, and we're starting going towards a movement of, okay, I'm really interested in this guy, I would like to either split or I want to take care of him to show him, like, you know, I want to be nurturing for you. This is my love language, is taking care of people. So if we can balance that out, like, you pay one time, I pay another time, and then we start to split or whatever, then I can see that we can balance each other out, in my opinion.
I like this. This is great. I guess maybe I've been dating the wrong girls. I don't know.
No. I'm not saying that being, you know, I get where you're coming from. Like, being a gentleman is a good thing. I do agree that. But I also think that showing, like, some respect, you know? Like,
yes.
You know what? I respect that. Okay. If you want to grab this one, that's cool. Like, I think that there's a fine, like, there's a good middle ground there, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe it's just something in me. Sometimes I feel like when a woman's saying that, they're like, they're offering it out of convenience, but they don't really want to. And that's just me. I'm not saying that it's not real. That's just something I think I need to get over.
Yeah. I'm not going to offer it unless I mean it. Because if they take you up on it and you didn't mean it, you're like, oh, man.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Sophie Says.
Sophie says she's got the key, unlocking trends for you and me. Trendsetter extraordinaire with Sophie, you're always aware.
Yes, we have my daughter Sophie on the phone, and she always tells us from a Gen Z perspective, what's the next big thing? What is everyone talking about? What is going to be huge? And she's back on the phone. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm so happy you're on to talk about the next big thing. And it's something we've been kind of talking about a little off the air here. And it's the new Gap versus Cat's Eye commercial. Now, before we get into that, some people listening may not know about Cat's Eye. Now, you've talked about Cat's Eye on the show before. Can you talk a little bit about it? Give people some background if they don't know about it.
Yeah, sure. So I'm super excited because I think some people may already know about Cat's Eye if you listen to a previous Sophie Says. So you might be ahead of the game. But if you aren't sure about Cat's Eye, you definitely want to know about them because they are a global girl group that record labels Hybe and Geffen have collaborated on to give us, and they are amazing. So they first came to be through a YouTube survival show called the Debut Dream Academy. And you can go back and stream these on YouTube, and it'll introduce you to all of the girls and eventually lead up to the girls that make it into the group that was eventually called Cat's Eye.
Now, a lot of people think, oh, this is just another K-pop group. And it's like you said, it's a global group. Like these are women from all over the world that they put together.
Absolutely. And even if you are a K-pop fan, I think you will really love Cat's Eye because there are a lot of similarities in the way that they're marketed and the way that they do their promotional activities. They go on Korean music shows, so they have so many performance videos that you can watch, and they have some really great other contents too.
Sophie, why do you think they're so successful? You know, there's a lot of groups out there. What would you attribute their success to?
Well, these girls are absolutely talented. I watched Debut Dream Academy when it came out, and I could just tell that the members that made it into Cat's Eye, they were just so talented. They stood out to me the whole time.
Now,
so Cat's Eye is made up of six members. So there's Sophia, Lara, Daniela, Yunche, Megan, and Manon.
Now, with these girls already being big, now they did a Gap ad. And let's talk about this Gap ad that everyone is like obsessed with. And Steph, I know you have a question about it, but talk to us about this ad that's going viral.
Yeah, I mean, what a masterpiece of advertising, am I right? Like, I went on yesterday and watched it on YouTube. I've never gone out of my way to watch an ad like that before. And I think that's a testament to their talent, but also their global impact. They are such a diverse group of girls, and a lot of people are already looking up to them. And they are just being able to push out such positive messages to all of their fans who are called icons. And this is a really great opportunity for them. And I think they're going to grow a lot from this. But I think also this is kind of foreshadowing how we're going to be seeing more advertising like this in the future. We're seeing a lot of on our Instagram feeds, our TikTok feeds, these viral dances, and we love those. So we might be seeing more of these choreographed ads with our favorite stars to kind of showcase their talents and how the brand is able to collaborate with them.
Steph, I know you had a question about the ad. What did you want to ask?
Yes, Sophie, first of all, thank you for making me an icon because of Sophie says I watched the documentary and I'm obsessed with Cat's Eye. Now, with the commercial, and if you've seen the commercial, it's not to a Cat's Eye song. It's actually to Milkshake by Khalees. Sophie, my question for you is, do you think that this Gap commercial would be this big if they did it to a Cat's Eye song?
That's really tough because, I mean, as you know, Steph, Cat's Eye has some absolute bangers.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many great tracks.
We love Cat's Eye.
We love Cat's Eye, from Touch to Gnarly to Gabriella. I mean, yes. But do you think, like, if they did it to that song, would it be different? The impact?
I feel like it would still be big, but I think it may have been mainly with icons only.
Mm.
With Milkshake, it has that, and that if you play that beginning of the instrumental, it's so enticing and it kind of turns your head. It's like, oh.
You're right about that, Sophie. You actually, you know what?
That beginning beat, I'm like, oh.
It attention grabs. Nice. Yes, people know it. People love it. And I think with that mixture, I agree. Milkshake by Khalees with Cat's Eye, it's just a winning recipe.
Why do I want us to play Milkshake now by Khalees?
Oh my God, we should.
Should we play it?
Yes.
So Sophie, before we let you go, you think this is going to be the future of commercials. It's going to be more like TikTok commercials, basically.
Absolutely. I think this is definitely the future of advertising and how we are going to be receiving advertising in the future. I mean, even on my Instagram nowadays, they have a countdown. They're like, ad in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I mean, luckily for me, I got the Cat's Eye ad after that. But I think we're going to see more stars doing ads like this.
Sophie, you're right 100% because I was watching the video yesterday, and why do I find myself now I'm on the Gap website, no lie, and now I'm looking at jeans from Gap.
It's gonna equate to sales. I think it really is. It's kind of interesting. So yeah, there you go. Sophie says you always are on point, kid. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. Have a great rest of your week.
Let's do it. How about some Milkshake? It's Mix.
My Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Richard, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. All right.
Let's do this. You ready to play Heads Up for Big Time Rush tickets?
Yes.
Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Mirror, Mirror, Pump It Up, Bananarama, or Little League World Series?
Little League World Series.
All right, I like it. Summerlin South Little League, they went to the Little League World Series. They won the U.S. Championship. We're so proud of them. So this is all stuff that has to do with baseball, okay?
All right.
Are you pretty well-versed in baseball?
Yeah, I grew up with this, so I hope I
have that knowledge.
I think you're going to get it. And it's my favorite sport. So all we need to do is get 6 and 60 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Richard, heads up. And 60 seconds starts now.
You swing this to hit the ball.
Bat.
Yes, this is what you wear on your hand to catch the ball.
Glove.
Yes, this is what you have to touch when you are running to touch the what?
Base.
Yes, this is where the guy that throws the ball from. He throws it from where?
The pitcher's mound.
Yes, this is where the guys that are not playing are sitting. They're sitting in where?
Bench.
What's another word? It's like underground. It's the...
Dugout.
Yes. This is the person behind the plate that calls the balls and strikes.
Umpire.
Yes. Yes. Richard. No problem at all. Great job. You just got those tickets. Big Time Rush. You're welcome. Big Time Rush coming back to town. PH Live at Planet Hollywood. And you got those tickets. Congratulations. Let's do it again tomorrow, guys. 8:25, your chance to win. We've got them all week long. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Summerlin South Little League, they are getting the parade treatment after winning the U.S. Championship at the Little League World Series. Downtown Summerlin throwing a full-blown community celebration. It's happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. And this is not your average Little League parade. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys is the MC. I fully expect him to yell Backstreet's back. If he doesn't, I'll be very disappointed. This team, the lineup is stacked, really. You've got Golden Knights cheerleaders, Raiders mascot, F1 reps, the Aviators mascots, marching bands, cheer squads, so much more. After the parade down Park Center Drive, the champs are going to head over to the Las Vegas ballpark. They're going to be honored at the Aviators game. Basically, it's a whole block party for these 12-year-olds who are already more successful than a lot of us are. So that's going to be really cool.
So we're going to be headed down there. We're going to be going there tomorrow. What's your advice, Mercedes? What time should we head down there if we want to get a good spot? Thinking like 4?
Yeah, it just depends on where you want to get a spot. I think a lot of people will be there, but it should be a lot of fun. And then we spoke with the coach of the team, TJ Fexer, earlier this morning. And if you missed that, you got to hear what he had to say about the whole experience, their thoughts on the parade. It was really cool to hear that they're back in town and just trying to get reacclimated to everything, you know?
Yeah, he said a nugget in that interview that I don't want to give it away. We'll play back the interview after 9 a.m. In case you missed it. But him, you know, the boys and the opposition is
Chinese
Taipei, right? He dropped a little nugget that I thought that was really cool. So definitely check it out.
Cool. Also this morning, pumpkin spice latte season officially here. Starbucks launched its fall menu this morning, which means the PSL, the pumpkin cream cold brew, the iced pumpkin cream chai, and the pecan crunch oat milk latte. They're all back. The PSL has been around since 2003 and is still Starbucks' most popular seasonal drink, made with espresso, milk, pumpkin, cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, topped with some whipped cream. Translation, people will now pretend it's fall while they're sweating through their sweaters in 100-degree heat, basically. Finally, this morning, a new study is telling us which jobs are most likely to cheat. And ladies, brace yourselves. Men with high-powered gigs like CEOs, surgeons, and physicians are all at the top of the list, right alongside unemployed guys between 25 and 54. That's 18 to 20% that admit to infidelity. Imagine how many did not admit to it. On the flip side, women in lower prestige jobs, they are more likely to stray than women in high status careers. The researchers say it all comes down to power, or for the unemployed, insecurity. So apparently it's either the man who can afford to take you on a trip around the world or the one who asks you for gas money. Those are the ones that are stepping out. So they say red flags to watch, secretive phone habits, people that dodge social media, and people that turn off their location sharing.
I am not surprised by this list, the high-level CEOs. I'm surprised, and I don't want to stereotype, but I'm surprised they didn't add, like, club promoter, bartender, DJ to that list.
Yeah, it's all based. It's all based on like you know, the ones that admitted to it. So maybe, yeah, maybe there. It's not as bad as you think. You know, maybe if you're a club promoter, you just want to get in there. You're so sick of like the chaos that you're just like, get me out of here. I don't know. You think club promoters cheat a lot?
No, I think it's about accessibility. Again, I don't want to stereotype, but it's about accessibility. And if you're accessible to, you know, a lot of people, opposite sex or same, I think that temptation becomes a lot more difficult. That's really what it is. But then you have the, you know, you mentioned the unemployed guy, which is interesting to me. But then now I think about it, I guess they'd have the time to to be in to cheat. So I guess that makes sense as well.
Yeah, they say that it has to do with being insecure too, that they maybe need that kind of validation from some other place. Yeah, it's interesting. So the study is basically saying, so the safest bet is dating a middle manager with a Costco card and a Honda Civic.
Regular guy.
I think that is going to be your best bet. It's Mix 94.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.